take great records of your gardening this season to save that knowledge for future harvests. We're looking at companion plants next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio. Do your part in developing knowledge of companion plantings. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners brings out the notebook.
A lot of what we have for companion planting is at best anecdotal. There's not really a lot of scientific work on it. And it doesn't mean it's wrong, but it means that there's probably a lot of improvement we can do on the companion planting. And yeah, there's going to be some things we find out that maybe tomatoes and basil shouldn't be planted together. I don't know. But just keep in mind that this is an ongoing area of research, and you need to be part of the research by keeping your own documentation of stuff. And ultimately, what I'd like to do is I would like to plant things in more distinctly that they are polyculture rather than monocultures that are squished together. The Three Sisters is one of the classic polycultures, and there have been studies that have documented that it does benefit all three crops. And one of these years I would like to start getting that moving regularly into that direction with all my plants. I don't think I'm quite ready for it this year, but I think by next year I will have a good feel for the area and a good feel for what players I want doing what. And again, document it so that you have record and it's not just, oh, I seem to remember. I know my memory's not that great, so I misremember things a lot, not just forget, but I misremember things a lot, and I suspect that that's more common than most of us would like to admit.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.